WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Morning time out there. WRWB
49. Yep, good morning. Looks like no rain today, Thursday. High maybe 80.
That's good. Better than yesterday. It's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's pretty warm for sure. Yeah, the rain forecast keeps changing here, I see. Now they're saying just a little bit on Saturday, but that's apt to change again.
Oh, I'm sure. You know, these weathermen, you know, cannot predict the weather.
Well, you know what I always say, you know, don't count on the weatherman. You know, if they say it's not going to rain, it's probably going to rain. If they say it's going to rain, it's probably not. Nothing to blow an exhaust manifold gasket over, you know what I mean?
Yeah, roger that.
We got the 12th today. Is that correct? 12th?
Yeah, today's the 12th.
I am getting so ready for retirement, it's not funny.
Well, if you do that, you'll have a lot more time on your hands. You know, then you can just enjoy life instead of working for the man.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you have to be careful. You don't want to sit there and go, I just want to do nothing and sit there and rot. So you definitely have to stay busy even after retirement, right? The wrong thing to do is become a couch potato.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No, that's for sure. You got to stay active.
Yeah. Stay busy, that's the secret. My audio okay today, Mike?
Yeah, no reverb and no QRM.
Yeah, okay. Figured I'd check with you.
Oh, I spoke too soon. Somebody's fooling around again.
Yeah, so I can't really hear it. When I'm transmitting, yeah, obviously I can't hear, so I don't know what's going on when I'm transmitting.
Yeah, somebody on the 675 will key up while you're talking. I'll unkey just before you stop talking.
And what are they doing?
Ka-chunking. That's all they're doing is just ka-chunking.
Yeah, well, just what I talked about yesterday.
You wonder why they want to dismantle. Because of numbskulls like that, Roger.
Yep, well, what can you say?
It just goes to show their level of mentality and intelligence. Looks pretty bleak.
Well, children will play. All right, is there a breaking station there? Go ahead. Somebody keyed up there. not Mike, and you know who the them are, right?
Yep, well, I just try to ignore it and just move on. Anyway, so you're on your way to work?
I am. Another day, another dollar.
Oh, but it's nice out this afternoon. Might do some fishing after work. At my one spot.
I think it's just supposed to be overcast today, I think.
Just some overcast? Okay. Yeah. Go fishing in that one spot that I always go to. I'm sure you know where I'm talking about. And spend some time there.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I know where. So I used to fish as a kid, so my dad worked with a gentleman at GM, and he lived like 3/4 mile away, and he had some kids around my age, so they were fishermen, so my dad gave them like this is like 1972 or 3 or something, gave them that guy took me with his son over to Lakeside Fish and Tackle there at 10 and Jefferson, set me up with a rod, reel, and tackle box with all the fixings. I did it for a couple years, and you know, I don't know. I don't think I liked it. I would never do it again, but I'm not damning it for anybody that does. It's if you like it, you like it. It's just something, I don't know. I can't bring myself to doing
it. I've been doing it for years. Yep. It's, you know, to me, I enjoy it and it's peaceful, so.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's cool, right? So, hey, I like golfing and some people don't like golfing, so, yeah, I get it. Myself, I would never even eat one of those fish out of that lake. Might hang it on a wall for a thermometer. Probably got so much mercury in it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We had a guy one time. We were downtown Mount Clemens fishing off the boardwalk, and these young kids, you know, their line, all of a sudden, it starts bending over, and I'm like, release the drag, you know, and, you know, tire it out. And here they got this big monster catfish. So when they reeled it in, he said, what are we going to do with it? I'm like, well, don't throw it back. I said, you see that old guy down there at the very end, and I says, if you give that to him, he'll take it home and pack all his stuff up right away. And sure enough, that's what he did. He might eat it. I wouldn't eat that catfish out of the Clint River. Ugh.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is so I was over about 3 years ago in my old stomping grounds, 10 and Jefferson, 11 and Jefferson. You know, right in that area, and all the signs over there, 9 in Jefferson, you know, 9.5, right in there, and there were all these signs that said, you know, like, polluted, right? Like, warning people not to fish there and eat the fish out of there, so, I don't know, man. Whatever's going on in Lake St. Clair ain't a good thing.
Well, that's because that's over there by the Chapman Drain, which that's where all the wastewater goes to. And a lot of it comes from Oakland County because they release it into the Red Run and down into there.
Yeah, not a good situation. Look at all the beach closings at the old Metro Beach, or what they call the Lake City Claire Metro Park now, right? Crazy stuff going on there. Big cesspool or something going on. Oh, there we go. We got more jammers.
I didn't really hear much. It was just you talking and them trying to get over you. But anyway, yeah, that beach is always closed because of the pollutants in there. It's like a never-ending thing.
Yeah, very good. Well, it is what it is. I just wouldn't catch myself fishing there, that's for sure. Let alone eating any of those fish out of there. Nope. Even in the winter when they do the ice fishing, you know, no thank you. You ever been in that lakeside place there at 10 and Jefferson?
Well, I've driven by it a bunch of times, but never been inside. That's over by, what, Blossom Heath? Close to it.
I didn't hear the name. What did you say? Over by where?
Blossom Heath.
Just north of it, so Blossom Heath would be at Frizzard and Jefferson, basically, so it'd be just a half mile north, just on the northeast corner at 10 and Jefferson. Lakeside Fish and Tackle, I think is the name, but yeah, still there after all these years.
WRWB 49.
Yep, WSHM 738. So I see the children are on a plan. This is AKA the three that I mentioned yesterday. This is their goal in life. They hate you and me, Mike, and look at what they do. They're going to ruin it for these people out here.
Watching the news here, and they're saying that they have two Chinese nationalists arrested for bringing in or smuggling like some type of bioweapon through Metro Airport.
Great. When did this happen? Overnight? Yesterday? This morning?
I guess the other day. So, yeah, I think the one person was a like an exchange student that was going to U of M. There was, I guess, two people involved.
It never ends. The world's full of them. Yeah, so I guess we talked a few days ago about the Canadian wildfires, man. So those are going, so it's north of Thunder Bay, and then it's even west of. So there's a few of those fires burning up there.
That's what they were saying, and it seems like the government doesn't want to really do much about it. As far as putting them out, they're just containing them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is, right? So, it's kind of crazy. You know, California, they're pretty proactive with it, right? So, guys really need to get a life.
If they were calling the forest, you know, like they should be doing, you know, every so many years for land management. You know, things like that wouldn't happen, but no, they don't do that. They just tend to just kind of ignore it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff there. Anybody monitoring over in the South Warren area needs to look at the input and see if these signals are close to you and report, because pretty sure I know where they're coming from. Well, there you go, Mike. Just as I told you, when I heard they all got their licenses and come up here, they'd ruin it. Remember I said that?
You weren't the only one that brought that up. Somebody else did, too.
Well, trust me. The right people know the names, call signs, addresses. All right, Mike, well, I'm not too far away, so I'm going to hang up with you, wish you a good morning, and all of that stuff. So we'll catch you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Over.
All right, there, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSAI 620. Which one of you guys has a silver Jeep on M59? Alright, I guess you're not on this channel. Well, good morning, everybody, and hope everyone has a good day. WSAI 620 monitoring.
WSSC 902. 973, you out there? WSSC 902. 973, you out there? No response to 973. WSSC 902. Monitoring.
FWE 202 monitoring.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
USDM 993 portable and monitoring.
WSDH 380 monitoring.
This is WSID 817 monitoring. Station WSIH 305 is also monitoring.
WSIH 380 monitoring.
Yeah, I copy you, station. I didn't catch your call sign, though. You're coming in on, how would I describe it? It's a little bit fuzzy, but other than that, I can make out what you're saying there.
Copy that, 817. It's WSPH380. Transmitting on a homemade antenna, coffee can with a piece of wire on top.
Zero. I'm using the opposite. I've got a Comet 2x4 here. What's your name and where are you transmitting from?
First personal is Nick. I'm transmitting from the northwest end of Hazel Park, 696 and I-75.
Copy that. My first name is Mike. I'm from Saginaw, coming at you from the Saginaw repeater there. How's the weather down there?
I don't know yet. Mike haven't had my head out the window yet or out the door. Doesn't seem to be too bad.
Copy that, Nick. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day. I'm about to take my dogs out on a walk here with my friend Lori, and we're going to go walking around Saginaw Township here and wear my dogs out a little bit so they can take a nap this afternoon. I wish you a good day. WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yes, you're the gentleman that went camping on the Osabo.
Yeah, copy that. I love going camping up there. Yeah, I took my radio up there, and I was able to make a couple dozen contacts on two different ham repeaters while I was up there. But I took my dogs out there this last weekend, and we had a great time.
Copy that, Mike. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm going to get off of this thing. I'm not sure how good the map is on this. So I'll talk to you later. WSDH 380. And bye.
WSHR 566 on the air, monitoring.
WSFZ 793, station 793. Mr. Dave, are you able to hear us? This is WSID 817. All right, no copy on 793. This is WSID 817, clear monitoring.
WSDH 224. WSAA 336 monitoring.
WSAI 620 monitoring.
WSB 91 monitoring.
WRZX218.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring Saginaw County.
Station 218, WSGH 922.
Good afternoon, 922. How's it going?
Going good, Randall. How you doing today? Jack was out here looking for you earlier.
I was outdoors all morning. I just come in here to take five and gather my wits about me. I was outdoors. I didn't have my handheld either. Battery was dead there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. You're outside doing some yard work, huh?
Yeah, did the grass and a few other little things. I'm not quite done yet. I'm just taking five. But we'll get it done. It ain't too bad out here with no humidity there. It's quite a, and the sun isn't blaring down either. It's fairly cloudy, so perfect day for it. Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, we're going to get a couple days in the 70s and then back up to the 80s next week. So, yeah, if you got some major work to get done, right now is a good time to do it for sure.
Yeah, copy that. It's got once a week, got to do it. But if it gets a little warm with the rain lets up, then it'll slow down, you know. Still dealing with the spring growth. Once that settles down, July sets in, it's usually you can let her go 10 days, maybe a couple of weeks. It depends on how much rainfall there.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, my everybody's lawn is just really looking good so far this year. It's super green and flush, and yeah, we haven't had any drought. Been perfect. All right, Randall, I heard you out there, so I just thought I'd reach out real quick and say hello and let you know Jack was reaching out to you there a couple times this morning. So, all right, my friend, don't work too hard outside. We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922 will be clearing your final.
Yeah, copy that. 922. All right, we'll talk at you later. I guess we're going to monitor a little bit more. Thought I heard Sheboygan Bob scratching in up there. Had kind of a scratchy signal. Let's see if I can get back to him. WRZP 544, you copy? No copy, WRZP 544. WRZX 218, we'll be monitoring.
WIUGX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
We Okay, got you, Jack. I just come in to sit down for a minute there, Roger.
Go ahead, no problem. I'm working on trying to put that antenna up. Took the old one down. So I'm busy a little bit. Anyhow, let me know when you finish, when you want to try that antenna. Take care. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. Yeah, I'll be out in it. I gotta go down to Home Depot. I'm gonna get out here with it and see how it's doing with a match on it. And I'll shout at you. All right, WRGX 218. We're monitoring.
WSDH 380. How about it, Jack?
Hello there, 380. How you doing today?
I'm trying out my new antenna, Jack. It's a homemade one. A coffee can and a piece of wire on top of it. You copy that, Jack?
Yes, I do. I copy everything you said, Roger.
Copy that. I've watched a YouTube video and decided to try and make my own antenna. And it works out pretty well.
Oh, yeah. And I know you're on the DB.
Yes, sir. On the medium power and Detroit 625.
Roger. No, you're sounding good. Your audio is good, too. Take care. We'll talk again. I'm a little bit busy right now, but I will talk to you later. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. Yeah, I get to work on that antenna. I heard you were putting one up. WSDH 380. And bye.
WSIP 528, monitoring.
RNW 329, monitoring.
SDM 993, mobile, monitoring.
WSIK 839, listening.
809, WRVV 525, how are you doing this afternoon?
WSIB 528, monitoring.
WSIB SID 528 monitoring.
Yes, station 528. How are you doing today? This is WSID 817.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I can't complain at all. It's been a fantastic day. Been busy all morning. I went on an extended walk with my dogs in station 305. I got a Slurpee, so that was good. So what have you been up to today?
Well, I've been checking out some radios, and I picked up a, I think they call it a Woosan. It's WOUXON or XUN, and it's a 1000T, and I want to try that radio out.
All right, yeah, copy that. What kind of antenna are you going to put on that?
I'm going to use the same one I got outside there. It's a Trinitron or something like that. It's a GP100, and it's a 42-inch fiberglass with the ground plane.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm on a new radio, too. I just got a Yaesu, not as expensive as this Woosan one. Yeah, this looks like a super nice radio, and nice purchase. Yeah, you're coming through nice and clear. I'd say, yeah, there's no static or nothing. I can hear you very clearly.
Good to know. I'm going to put this little unit in my Jeep eventually. The GP20 is what I got here. I'm going to use that in my Jeep eventually.
Yeah, copy that. I have this little base station in my office, and then I'm going to pick up another base station, not a Yaesu, but I got an Anytone on the way to set up in the garage, so I'm not using HTs all the time. But, yeah, it's fun. How are you programming those with that radio with the computer, or are you doing it VFO mode?
VFO mode, because I got a computer that's got Windows 10, and it's not working. The drivers are screwed up or something. I can't get it to work.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I'm looking at this website for this radio. It looks like it just comes with the CPS. It doesn't come with drivers. What does the cable look like?
I don't really know yet. I won't be able to get the radio for another probably 5 days. It's on order right now, so they're shipping it to me within 5 days, I guess.
UIDG
959. Yeah, go ahead, 959.
Because it was too much traffic. Did you pick it up there, 817?
No, I think I heard the same thing you heard. I heard it was too much static, but it sounded like he wanted you to open up Device Manager, or maybe right click on the device and do something with the drivers, but I couldn't quite make it out.
How about here? Is this any clearer?
I can hear it better now.
Okay. Yeah, in Windows 10, if you right-click on the Windows icon, open up Device Driver, scroll down to Ports, right-click on Ports, and open your properties, you'll see a list of drivers. It'll ask if you want to change the driver. Choose, if you want to change the driver, you'll see it on the top on drivers. Just put... I don't know how to explain this exactly, not looking at it. Just click on Update Driver, and then when it asks you if you want to do it through Windows Update or if you want to do it through your own files, pick your own files, and then a list of drivers will come up. It sounds like you've got a couple different drivers for that cable in there, and you just have to pick the right one.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. I'll play around with that, see what I come up with. I tried this a couple weeks ago with Windows 10, and it seemed like I got everything going. I can't even, I wanted to try to even remove the whole program, and I couldn't even do that. So you're right, I need to get the right drivers to make it work.
And that's for D20 that you need to this program?
That's a DB20.
Okay, then just go to Radio Oddity and look in their download section, and you'll see the driver for the cable in their download section. Just re-download the driver and reinstall it again, and it should put it over the top of what you have in there now and fix it.
Oh, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. I didn't even know that. Anyway, thanks for the info. I appreciate that.
No problem. I've had to program a couple of those myself, and I know that the cable that they come with is a little picky, so you have to kind of manipulate it a little.
I'm going to go on right now and see what I can see on there, and hopefully I'll get everything going again. But, you know, if I can't do it that way, I still do it through the BFO. I can still do all that. It just will take a lot longer because when you're on the program, you can do a whole lot more, a lot faster, you know. But I don't travel far, so I don't need to put in a lot of repeater frequencies.
Yeah, it just makes life a lot easier when you can just pull it up on the computer real quick, make the change you need, send it to the radio, and be done. But yeah, try that and see if that works. If that doesn't work, then like I said, try going through the device driver, the device manager, and switching the drivers manually. Because most likely you've got two or three, maybe even four drivers listed in there, and it's confusing itself, that's all.
What's your name again? What's your personal?
This is Rick over in New Lothrop.
I can remember that. That's my name. Anyway, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Alrighty. Well, you guys have a good day there, and I'm going to go back on the side here. 73, WITG 959, clear and monitoring.
WSIB 528, ID, hey, 817, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, go ahead.
He explained a lot better this time. I understand what he's talking about now. I'll give it a chance, and hopefully everything will turn out okay. Supposedly, this Windows 10 has got about a bunch of confusing drivers in there. And they don't know which one to open up on what port, so looks like I'm going to have to go and play around with it a little bit.
Yeah, I copy that. All of my machines have Windows 11, so I'm kind of stuck finagling drivers when I have to program these radios, but I haven't had too much trouble lately. But yeah, I can't believe you're doing it in VFO mode, but I guess if you don't have that many repeaters, then it's not that big of a deal. But I prefer to use the data cable, so I had to order a cable for this Yaesu. I ordered it at the same time, so yeah. Pretty happy with this little radio.
Yeah, well, I can tell that you're probably mobiling around a lot more than I do. I'm usually at home more often, so I mean, the only two repeaters I can pick up is Bayville and Flint, and that's it. I mean, I don't think I can reach any farther than that, being stationary. So, but if you're mobile, yeah, I can understand why you need more repeaters.
I'm just saying that because I find it frustrating to deal with the knobs to dial in the frequencies and whatnot. It's not it's not impossible or anything. It's just that it's kind of more time consuming to do it that way than it is to just do it on a computer and push it out. So yeah, to each their own. I just got this radio yesterday and there's only four repeaters on it, but I've designated it as my office radio, and it probably won't go anywhere.
What's your output on that radio?
What was that? I think I missed like the first second of your transmission.
What is the output on that radio?
I didn't buy a meter yet to test the strength of it, but it's a 50 watt radio on high, but I've only got it on medium because I think even medium, which is 20 or 25 watts, is overkill for what I need anyway.
What that radio I just heard is a 50 watt also, and you know, some of the reviews on there said it can, if you get the right antenna and everything, you can get as high as 47 watts out of it. So, wow, that's kind of impressive. But, yeah, I'll see what can happen. I've got that meter. I told you about it yesterday. That Surecom meter, it does just about everything. It shows your output. It shows your wattage. It shows your SWR. It shows a whole lot of things.
Yeah, copy that. Well, that was just this morning you told me about it. I think it was pretty early this morning, but I did find it. I found it on Amazon and eBay, and I ended up buying it on eBay. So that'll show up in the next week or so. So yeah, I'll look forward to testing out this radio with that meter.
The good thing is you've got a charging cable with it. Where you want, use it like in your vehicle or whatever. So yeah, it's pretty handy. I've used it about three times now, and I finally bought a dummy load for this one radio just for the heck of it, just to see how that works, and it seems to work pretty well.
Did you have to buy like a handful of adapters to get it to fit in line with your mobile, between your mobile station and your antenna?
I bought a 3-foot CL, I think it is 259 or whatever it is, 239. I bought a small 3-footer to connect between my radio and the trans on the SWR meter, and then of course on the other side's receive, so you hook your antenna into that side. Yeah, if you would, if you got a few, what do you call it, a 3-footer, whatever, a piece, you know, small, just to hook the two together, that'd be advisable.
You still there, Rick? I think I lost you a few seconds ago. Your radio might have timed out.
I said buy a 3-foot or a top of foot, a small extension cable to run between your radio and your side where it says receive or antenna, and you can hook that straight up to your antenna.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm going to have to hook up some adapters or whatever to it because I don't think it has the SO239 fixture on it. Well, I got to get back. I think I got to get back to work here. I got to work for like another hour and then I'll go for another walk, weather permitting. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Rick. We'll let you. This is WSX. And I'll be clear and monitoring after.
This is WSIP, Rick Bradley, Houston,
WSBM 993, portable monitoring.
WSIP 866 monitor.
WRAQ 651 from WQZJ 969, copy.
USPN 780. Steve, are you there? This is WSPN 780. Can you hear me? Over.
WN.
Yeah, go ahead. You got WRWB 49. I just doing a radio check and see, I just thinking I reach out how my audio is. I'm on a handheld here in North Dearborn Heights. Over.
Yeah, the audio is a little scratchy, but I am here in Warren.
Hey, great. I'm on a handheld in the middle of a cemetery, so it's not the greatest. But thanks. I appreciate that. WSBN 780. Thanks for the radio check.
What cemetery are you at?
Called St. Hedrick Cemetery, visiting some flowers, watering the flowers on the family graves. St. Hedrick Cemetery, that's in North Dearborn Heights, at Ford Road and Telegraph in Dearborn Heights. Over.
Well, you're making the trip pretty good then. No problem. WSIC 866 will be clear on your final.
Sounds great here. It's like full clarity.
Just a little bit of space in the background, but it's totally readable. WSPI 432, monitoring a mobile.
Good afternoon. WRWB 49.
Good afternoon, 489. WSBI 432.
I'm just out in the ball, just trying to navigate home. A lot of traffic out today.
Roger that. I'm cruising down 69 right now.
unusual because normally 69 is always being worked on.
All right, man. You have yourself a good day. You drive safe out there, and I'll talk at you another time. This is WSGI 432. I'll be mobile.
All right, there. Take care. This is Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo 49, and we'll be standing by.
ESPN 993 on the portable monitoring.
Go ahead there, 993. You got WRWB 49.
49, WSBM 993, copy.
Alright, you're 5'9". Just blew my speaker out.
Oh yeah, sounding okay out there?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Roger that. I forget where you located that again.
No, I'm driving, but my home PTA is just quite township.
Yeah, copy that. Yep, sounding really good, man. Sounding real good over this way, too, as well.
I don't know, I mean, I'm like a stone throw away from the Mount Pleasant computer.
Copy that one. Well, thanks for jumping in there and saying hello, my friend. Always good to hear from you and talk to you. Definitely, hopefully, do it again. You see travels out there on the road as well while you're driving. And hopefully, we'll talk again soon. WSPM 993 clear. We'll be monitoring.
Alrighty. Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to sit back and listen on this thing for a minute. And then maybe do something else. Anyway, this is WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
WSID 817, WSID 817 from WSBM 993. WSID 817, WSID 817 from WSBM 993, copy. Yes, we are pretty clear in monitoring.
Zebra
10 mobile and monitoring from 993 in the mobile.
Okay, how are you?
Pretty good, my friend. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. Off to a meeting.
After that, and back to the good old work tonight, huh?
And then tomorrow I gotta go for pre-employment stuff at the other place. They still haven't given me a definitive answer yet, but still going through the process there.
Oh, they sure are taking their time on that, ain't they? I wonder what the holdup is.
A whole bunch of stuff you gotta do before they gave me a conditional offer, but there's a whole bunch of other stuff you gotta go through. You gotta go through your background check, and they had a problem finding my high school transcript. I just got back to them this morning, and then I gotta do a physical and a drug test and all that other good stuff.
And I hear you on that one. Well, safe travels out there, my friend, and you have yourself a good meeting and all that good stuff, and I'm pretty sure we'll definitely talk with you again sometime, as always. You take care, and don't work too hard tonight. Hopefully it's not too hard of a night for you tonight, but we'll do it again, my friend. It's been a pleasure. WSBM 993 Mobile, we'll be clear and monitoring.
Roger that. Have yourself a good one as well. Safe travels to you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10.
WSHR-566 to WSGU-844. You out there?
WSGU-844 calling WSHR-566. You got a copy?
Yeah, go ahead.
How you doing, Kev?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm on the road right now, but I'm doing all right.
Cool. What are you doing?
My daughter's, I should say my future son-in-law's grandma passed away, so they're having a memorial for him, so I'm actually coming towards you. I got to go to 25 and Vandoit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah, I just left the warehouse right in front of Sterling Heights Central Station, waiting for the light turn green.
Copy that.
Hi, girlfriend, what's going on? What'd you guys do today?
We need to get together and have some beers. Nothing much. I cut the grass and cut some weeds down behind my shed and stuff like that. That's about it.
I copy that. What was Tanya saying?
She's saying that you guys are gonna have to. We're gonna have to get together for some beer, she said.
Sounds fun. That all of us can do. Like the karaoke?
Yeah, see, does I used to do it a long time ago with my buddy, but.
We used to go to Strikers up there in just kind of northwest of Richmond all the time in our younger days, back in the mid to late 90s. That was a blast. And karaoke there and. Yeah, we had some good times.
Copy that. My buddy Jerry was the disc jockey there for a long time. He always wore a cowboy hat, had a mustache, and him and his wife used to. His name was Jerry Magnin.
Oh, that was probably after our time. We had a guy named Dallas that him and his wife used to do it, and then I don't know, they moved and he stopped doing it.
Yeah, copy that.
You think she wants to go bowling?
No, she said she used to bowl there.
Bowled a couple times there. We had one of Kelly's cousins had a birthday there. God, I think it was the 50th birthday. Years ago, and we went bowling there, and did some karaoke in, and yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know if you always got my text, but the link was on most of the day. I don't know if it still is, but as of, was it 3:00 or 4:00, or 3:00, it was still on.
Copy that. Talk to anybody up there?
No, I heard Chad a couple times I was going to get on, but I was doing something, but I haven't heard from Dave. I tried calling him. couple times.
Copy that. Yeah, it's almost 6 o'clock, so I don't think everybody's home up there already.
Yeah, copy that. Even when they did turn the link on, it wasn't really that busy on here.
How do you know the link was on?
Oh, it was on, but what I'm trying to say is there wasn't too many people talking.
Who, anybody up there by me? Did you hear Chad or Mike or Greg?
Yeah, I heard Chad and I heard Mike.
Copy that. WSGU 844 for ID purposes.
WSHR 526 for any purposes.
You guys right now. I'm coming up the Hall Road.
Oh, I'm coming up the 22 Mile and Heinrich.
Copy that. Yeah, it's sounding good for just your HT and you're using your mic, right? Your external mic.
Yeah, copy that. I like to use this when if I'm in the car.
Sounds good.
So what, yeah. Just going home to relax?
Heat up on you. I heard John. All you said, I'm going home to relax?
No, I said, are you going home to relax?
Yeah, I'm tired. I had, 13 stops today, and I think I got third to the last, fourth to the last. My manager texted me, says, hey, I've got an extra hand out here. You need some help? I said, yes, please. I've got a crazy day going on right now. So, he caught up with me and helped me, so that helped out, but I'm exhausted. It's been a long day.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you got one more day, and it will Saturday you got to do the bowl, but...
I copy that, but yeah. Still, it's nice to have it on the weekend off, and I've got an old day. I've got to ask my manager if they made a decision when they're going to give it to me from my birthday. They either give me a paid day or a day off, so I asked for the day off.
Too bad they wouldn't give it to you tomorrow.
Would be nice. I think I requested, you got to give them 3 days. Tomorrow was one day, I think Monday was the other day, and then I think next Friday, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not sure, I don't remember now. But I gotta go up to see my parents soon. My mom asked if my mom called Kelly today and asked if we could come up at least once a month. My brother or take turns. My brother one month, myself the other month. And I said, my brother ain't gonna do it. He's gonna. I said, let's go up once a month and cut the grass because my dad can't do it anymore.
Yeah, copy that.
I love it up there. I don't get up there enough like I'd want to. Now we're a little closer to him now.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I love it up there, especially for hunting. I love it up there.
Yeah, it's nice getting in the woods and walking around and seeing what you can see. Definitely, and I always love to go to Lake Huron and walk the beach and see the lighthouse. Can't get enough of that of Lake Huron and walking in the water, rock picking.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, when you go in the woods, or if you see any partridges, let me know how many partridges you see up there.
We don't keep too many of that, Don. I know if we kind of go walk next door years ago, over 20 years ago, I think, we walked next door and they had some carcasses in garbage bags, and that's terrible when they do stuff like that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, like I said, I went route hunting up there in that area last night towards the store, and I think you didn't know where it is, but it's actually the Bear Capital of Michigan. It's a real small town. I think it's just below Alpena up that way.
The name of the town?
Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N.
That's still in Alcona County, right?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
All right, so yeah, it's not too far from my parents, because they're right off of U.S. 23, just maybe a couple miles, no more than 3 miles north of Harrisville. And I think Corinne, I think you got to take 72 out that, don't you?
Yeah, yep.
My parents are just a little north of 72 on U.S. 23.
Yeah, I'm hoping to go up there again this fall again. I had so much fun up there with the guys hunting. I see so many birds up there. I'll tell you, I couldn't believe it.
Got one or two of them last year, didn't you?
No, those were pheasants, not last year, but the year before I got a couple.
I think I remember seeing the pictures on Facebook.
Well, hey, sir, I'm going to let you go. We're going to be there in a little while, so you have a good night. We'll open up the channel a little bit if anybody wants to talk. So have a good night. Tell Kelly we said hi, and maybe talk to you later if the link is open. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. I'm working tomorrow, so... Have a good night, and WSHR 566, clear, back to your finals.
Yeah, you guys be safe, and my condolences to your daughter's mother-in-law, and keep them in my thoughts and prayers, and yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow, so if I don't get the chance to talk to you later, so you guys take care, talk to you soon. WSGU 844, and we'll be monitoring.
WSET 544 from WQZJ 969, copy. WRAQ 651, WQZJ 969, copy.
WRZT 544, Chippewa County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good evening there, Sheboygan County, Bob, WSGU 844, how are you doing?
4-4, well, top of the afternoon to you there too, sir. All systems go here at the LZ, no complaints, beautiful day. Got the garden with it. Chores done around the house. Now, how about yourself, over?
I'm northbound and down from work. Halfway home.
A good deal. Well, pay attention. Everybody's on vacation, and you're in there way down there, Roger.
Everybody is, so.
Do that. Well, again, good to hear you on the old frequency there, and hope you and yours enjoy the rest of your Friday and the upcoming weekend there, my friend. Always a pleasure. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, your friend, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Roger, roger. Good hearing from you there. Take care of yourself, and best wishes to you and your family. Enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend, and happy Father's Day. Take care of yourself, if I don't talk to you this weekend. WSGU 844, we're monitoring.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring. WSET 544, WQZJ 969.
Well, good evening, sir. How was your day?
No complaints here. Yourself?
Very successful and fulfilling day. I need a few more like that. Of course, I got tomorrow off, and they're going to put me to sleep. It's first thing in the morning, so I get a real good nap right after I wake up. I mean, you can't complain about that, right? I just can't drink any coffee, that's all.
Well, you know, under normal circumstances, I would say it's never a bad thing if you're going to start the day off with a nap. But in your case, it might be a little bit different.
I'm actually glad. They're doing it at 8 a.m. I'm hoping it only takes a couple hours to get out of there. That'll give me more of the day to start recovering, and hopefully Monday morning be able to jump right back in, at least from home anyways.
Well, just judging by when Lisa had hers done and when Vargo had his hernia surgery, you're not going to be jumping anywhere anytime soon, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, I don't jump. I didn't even have a good vertical in high school. I gave up on that a long time ago. I'll just mosey on out to my table and stand there. Of course, I got the couch, too, so, I mean, I can kind of lay back and relax. So I've got a lot of options and a big screen TV, so can't go wrong with any of that.
You need some of those Google glasses where you can just have your computer screens right there in front of you the whole time, no matter what you're doing, and then you're all set.
I'll do you one better. I saw a thing that in China they have these robots that, of course, they make them look like women. Why not, right? But for $5,000, they're saying it's going to be the starting price, and it's, you know, all AI and everything, so it learns. I mean, couldn't I just teach that and then just kind of sit there and be around to help it if it needs it, you know? I mean, just saying. Probably type faster than me.
See, I think that idea has a lot of merit right there.
Till it turns into a Terminator and I have to lop its head off or do something to kill it so that it doesn't destroy humanity.
Yeah, Sarah Connor's not real happy with us right now.
Think about it, though. It's one of those robots? Shoot. If it was out working in the pasture, got kicked by a cow, who cares? Just straighten some metal out, get back to work.
There you go. Hey, on a little bit different note, I was wondering if you've ever run across this tool. I saw a video of this guy. He had some stuck injectors. I can't remember what it was in. It was a diesel of some sort, but the injectors were stuck, having a hard time getting them out. And he had this little pneumatic thing that he bolted on the top of the injector and then plugged it in, and it just, it was like a little pneumatic slide hammer and just ran right out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't have one. I've seen them. Because when you're talking about injectors like that, you know, you're talking about diesel stuff, and we don't like that. We don't mind that it's out there, but we don't want to work on it. But, yeah, I've seen that tool. Matter of fact, I just got the tool for the 1.5 in the Equinox because we've got one sitting there to pull the injectors and do the timing and all that. So we've got those tool kits now. We're expanding.
Well, expansion can be good to a point.
You don't know, a couple more years, I might need a good used car guy.
They're difficult to come by and very, very pricey.
If I'm getting into that aspect of auto, money is not going to be an object.
That is true. That is true. That wouldn't be a bad thing, though. You could start a little used car lot down there. I'd even run it for you.
I bet you I could talk you down on pay if I supply Black Rifle Coffee, whatever you want, and plenty of it, and had a gun cleaning station right there. I bet you I think I could, or reloading station, yeah, I have one of those. I think I could convince you to work for a little bit less per hour.
Now, seeing how, you know, my office, it wouldn't necessarily be a, because I wouldn't need an office, wouldn't necessarily be a, you know, a public space, you know, would it be cigar friendly also?
Well, indeed, we would put in a fan for that very purpose.
You got me thinking now.
A mini fridge, a couple drinks in it maybe, you know. I'm just saying. I've worked through all the little nuances and what could and couldn't go wrong. You know, I can make you very comfy, cozy working there. Oh, and you'll have a radio set up too. You know, your all your ham stuff, all that. It'll all be there. Purchased by the company.
Man, you're talking a pretty good game here.
I'm just saying, you know, I'll let you know if it becomes a reality.
Not wishing any bad ill or anything, but I'm probably not going to hold my breath, but that's okay.
Wow, I was even going to throw in a pinball machine, a Star Trek pinball machine, but now I don't know.
Where did a Star Trek pinball machine come from?
Sometimes you just need to vent and get away from the work you're doing and go have a little fun. You just walk over to the pinball machine, you know, shake it up a little bit.
All right, I can see that.
I mean, let's be honest, that was the video game of your day. I mean, it was pinball, or I guess you might have had some other arcades, but... You know, it'll be sort of a nostalgic thing. I want you to be as comfortable as you can and happy. A happy employee. You get those and you get more out of them, you know?
That's a hard concept for a lot of people to grasp nowadays.
Well, you know, I look at it like this. I mean, at some point, you give them 1, 2, 3 weeks vacation, 4 weeks vacation. At some point, an employee, they don't want more vacation time. You know, and you can't give them the whole year off and still pay them. If you do the math, like a family of 3 or 4, if they bring in, and they're happy, they bring in more customers, and you send them out and you pay for their vacation to Hawaii or something. You know, if you punch the numbers, what you actually get back out of that is far more than what you spend on them having that. So, you know, I'm that guy. When I get there, that's how I'm going to operate.
Though I will say, there is something that should be said or done when you have an employee who has worked at an establishment for, oh, I don't know, 40-some years, and they get the same amount of vacation time as someone who has worked there 5 years. That seems a little skewed to me.
Sorry, I went down in the dip. I caught what you said. I just had to wait. Yeah, I feel that. That's like having the guy around that he's been there for 20 years. He really...
useful as, say, another person, not that he's a, not as a person, but as an employee, and the other person's been there for a few years, can do way more, make the company way more money, and yet the guy that can't do as much keeps getting more money while the other guy keeps getting screwed. So there is, and I don't believe in the, sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the grease, we've seen, but I think the guy who does the more work doesn't want to see the squeaky wheel.
Right, well, in our industry now, the squeaky wheel just usually gets replaced.
Yeah, that's because they're all old and retiring, though.
That is true. That is true. And that day is coming almost rapidly.
I was going to say, you can't be too far off. I mean, I'm not calling you old. I'm just saying, you know, the benefit of not having to go to work every day, you're getting closer to that.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, I'm getting close to cutoff for this repeater, so if for some reason I don't wake up tomorrow, make sure my wife doesn't sell all my Milwaukee tools for nothing or just give them away. You know, kind of get involved a little bit and tell her I said it's okay. She might even let you have them. Just don't let her give them away. Have her call my nephew. And, you know, you can have all my guns and stuff. I don't care. I'm okay with that, too.
You'll wake up. We'll speak again, my friend. I know.
Yeah. But, you know, that way it's out there just in case. I'm just like you. You do the same thing.
Yes, yes, I would. I agree. But you will be just fine. And have her give me a shout when you come out of it and let me know everything, how everything went. And, I'll be in touch with you for sure.
All right, I will do that. Tell everybody I said hi, and hopefully after I recover here, we'll get together and do a grill out and relax for a little bit. WSET 544, clear on your final.
Sounds great, brother. And like I say, we'll be thinking of you and praying for you. And, yep. We will talk to you later, WQZJ 969, clear.
I 44, good luck to you. Hope you have a fast recovery, WSTU 844. Been there, I had a double one.
I will pass that on to him. He hit the dead area right about here on his way home, so he loses a repeater, but, I will pass your good wishes on to him. Thank you.
No problem. You're welcome. WSTU 844.
WSID 817, mobile stream.
Good evening there, Mike. How's it going? WSTU 844.
Hello, Sherman. How are you doing today? I am doing fantastic. I had a really good day today. I got a Slurpee, which was probably the highlight, and I took the dogs on a long walk this afternoon, and I picked up some food from a friend to donate at the animal shelter today. How's your day going?
I'm pretty good. I'm on my way home. Almost home. About maybe, let's see, about 15 more minutes and I'll be home, it's saying.
Yeah, copy that. I bet you're looking forward to it. I work from home, so I don't have to drive very much, but I always look forward to it when I do, just because I don't have to do it very often.
Copy that. No, I don't mind the drive. I like to drive. I love the vehicle that I drive, so then got the music, got the a couple radios here, so hey, I'm good.
Yeah, copy that. Whatever you're, you know, the vehicle that you're driving can make a big difference on your experience, because I used to drive beaters all the time, and then a few years ago I got a newer F-150 with the 5-liter V8 in it, and I'm telling you, I love that truck. It's a great truck. It pulls my boat around. It uses gas, and it's fun to drive for me.
Oh, I like you somehow. I've got a 5-liter F-150 also. I love it.
Yeah, copy that, and welcome to the club. Yeah, but I just got home for picking up food, and I have to cut the grass. I was planning on doing that yesterday, and then I ordered a Yaesu radio, and it came in yesterday, and then it wouldn't let me transmit on GMRS. It would say, like, out of band or prohibited or something along those lines, and I got it modified now, so it lets me use it on GMRS too, so that's a pretty nice radio, though.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, I've heard some good things about the Yaesu. From 305 in a while. How's she doing?
She's doing good. She just came over today for the walk this afternoon. So, yeah, she's doing really good. She was really pooped out from today's Thursday. So she spent all day at the shelter yesterday walking dogs. So she was exhausted. But, yeah, she's doing really good. And maybe we'll hear on the radio soon enough. But I'm trying to get my buddy Ben to get on the radio more often. He's gonna take it into work this weekend. I think the Saginaw repeater is on the top of the hospital that he works at, so that thing should work real good there.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Oh, but yeah, yeah, it's been a beautiful day. I wanted to mow the grass, but no, I'm tired. It's going to be almost 7 o'clock when I get home. I haven't eaten dinner yet, so yeah, I'm waiting for either tomorrow or the weekend. It's not going anywhere.
Hey, Sherman, I lost most of your transmission. I heard you talking a little bit. I don't know if there's something going on with the repeaters again, but will you come back with your last transmission?
I'm trying the Flint repeater. I said I would like to cut my grass, too, but it's a little, I haven't eaten dinner yet, and it's 7 o'clock by the time I get home, so not going anywhere. I've got tomorrow or the weekend to do it.
Yeah, copy that. That was kind of my plan, too. I didn't plan on cutting any grass today because I was expecting it to rain all day, but it hasn't. So I have the time to do it today, so I think I might do it, if not tomorrow or Saturday or something. Oh, in other news, Ducky. She has her first therapy dog evaluation on Saturday. I'm going to take her out to Midland, out to their Central Park there. And there's a volunteer that's going to be there that's going to help me evaluate her to be a therapy dog. There's a Bark for Life cancer race and like fun run with other dogs there. It should be a good time.
Very cool. You got to keep me posted on that because my wife wants to make our Great Pyrenees a therapy dog, but I guess waiting until she's at least a year old.
Check 1-2, WSID 817.
So copy me.
Yeah, I heard you just there, but I think this repeater keeps cutting out. I'm not sure. Usually there's a report after I let off of the key, but it's not happening. It seems to be cutting out.
After you unkey, there's one beep.
Yeah, but usually I can hear the tail end of my transmission when I let go of the key.
Copy that, because when I unkey, there's two beeps. I hear it.
Yeah, it seems to be working a little bit better now. I don't know what happened there, but, what were we talking about? I can't remember what we were talking about even.
Therapy dogs, that you're going to take one of yours to get evaluated, and I have to let me know, because we're thinking of doing that with our Great Pyrenees. She's only 8 months old. We were told that you got to wait until it's at least a year old.
Yeah, okay, I heard that you were thinking about doing, or letting your Great Pyrenees be a therapy dog, which I guess is what is required if you want to take it into a hospital or some sort of volunteer place. You can Google Alliance of Therapy Dogs, and there's an application process. You have to have a background check done, and then after the background check, you can do a couple of sessions to have your dog test their temperament tested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she loves people. She's very friendly and other animals. She's a sweetheart. We got really lucky we got her.
All right, yeah, then, maybe she'd be a good fit. That would be super cool. I hope you do that, because, if you go on Chewy, they have therapy dog. There's like a little uniform on there. It's a harness that you put on the dog. It says therapy dog on the side. It's pretty cute. I got Ducky that harness.
Copy that. Had a fence put up earlier this week, so she doesn't have to go on the run now, and she just loves running around in the fenced-in part. It's awesome.
All right, yeah, copy that. I bet you that is awesome. I've got a fenced-in backyard, but I had Cassidy on a leash for like the first week that she was here. But I slowly but surely I let her off, and she's been running around like crazy, like Neo. Neo runs around. Cassidy really enjoys running around, so I bet your dog loves it too.
Yeah, she does. I don't know if you're familiar with Lapeer County at all, but Elba Road, he's got a farm that he's got a motocross track made around it in one area of the farm, and it's got some older kids riding the bikes and jumping the whoop-de-doo. It's really cool.
All right, Mr. Sherman, 844. I think I'm going to have to let you go. I'm getting a bit frustrated with this repeater. It keeps cutting out. I don't know what to do about it, but I won't do anything about it. this is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, copy that. I don't know what repeater it is. I don't know if it's yours, mine. I don't know. It's frustrating. So, all right. Good talking to you, Mike, and take care. And, please keep me posted on the therapy evaluation of Ducky. We'll talk to you soon. WSGU 844. If I don't talk to you later, enjoy your night.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that last part. This is WSID 817 again. I was just going to say that Dougie's first evaluation is this Saturday, so I'll let you know how that goes afterwards.
Please do. All right, we'll talk to you later. Take care. WSTU 844.
WRAQ 651 from WQZJ 969. Copy.
WSID 817,
WSID 866. Copy that, 866. Go ahead. This is 817. I didn't copy anything on that. Can you come back again?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if this handheld could hit the repeater and make the trip to you.
Yeah, that was crystal clear on that one. That was a good one. So you're coming in good there. My name is Mike. I'm in Saginaw. Have we spoken before? I don't think I've. I'm not familiar with your call sign.
Yeah, once before. This is Rick. I live down in Warren. I was checking some handhelds a couple of weeks ago, and I talked to you then.
Yeah, hello, Rick and Warren. Nice to talk to you again. Yeah, no problem on the radio check there. I'm usually listening. I was actually getting ready to start up my string trimmer because I got to do something with my grass around here. But it's good to talk to you again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final. Well, maybe not monitoring, but I'll be clear anyway.
Okay, Mike, you get your yard work done. I did mine earlier, so I'm all set, just sitting here relaxing. All right, have a good evening. WSIC 866, clear.
WRZX 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Seabury 10 mobile monitor.
Yeah, this is 817. Go ahead there, Chad.
Roger, how's it going there, Mike?
Pretty good. I had a good day today. I ran out to Bay City to pick up some dog food from a friend, and then I came home. I did all my string trimming all around my yard, so it looks a lot better already. I still have to mow, but I'm probably going to save that for this weekend. But, yeah, it's a good... I'm ready to sit down and relax and listen to the radio for a while. How are you doing?
Roger that. Just on my way back into Saginaw from Bay City currently. Haven't really heard Ben or Lori out here. Are they going to be getting on much or no?
Yeah, I'm sure they will in their own time. I encourage Ben to take it to work because he works second shift, so he's actually working right now, but I don't know how busy he is. But I think he said he's going to take it in this weekend because it's pretty dead on the weekends. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I won't say anything about Lori's situation, but she, you know, she's prohibited from using the radio at home, basically. Her husband hates it, to be honest. So I don't know how much she talks on the radio when she's at home, because her husband also works from home. But, you know, she gets on occasionally. I hear her throw a call sign out there here and there.
Roger that. Yeah, I think you were telling me the other day when we were talking or something, too. Did you say you had a son or something as well?
Yeah, copy that. I do have he's 16, yeah. Yeah, I've got a kid, so. Yeah, I know you've got one, too. A daughter, I think you said, so. Yeah, that's neat.
Roger that. Yeah, I got four, actually. But anyhow, what about the son? He can get on the radio? Does he communicate much, or?
No, we probably won't be hearing him on the radio. I imagine he's probably not going to be a huge fan of it. I haven't seen him in a little while, but he's probably going to think it's, you know, geeky, but I don't care. I enjoy the radio, so I don't know if he would and share my enthusiasm, though.
Copy that one. Well, anyways, I think you said next weekend you're going to be heading up to Traverse City, I think. Not this weekend, but next weekend, I think you said you were heading up to Traverse City. This weekend, you said you were going to be over at the, doing the volunteering, I guess, eh?
Yep, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to be at, I'll be at the shelter this weekend. I've got next week, I've got Thursday and Friday off, so I'm probably going up to Traverse either Wednesday or Thursday or sometime, I don't know. So yeah, I'll be going up there for the weekend next week. So I got a camping trip coming up. I always like to have something to look forward to.
I'll copy that one. All right, man. Well, I just wanted to jump in there and throw your call sign out, see if you were around or whatever. So definitely good to talk to you again, and maybe we'll chit-chat with you a little bit later on or whatever, possibly. But if not, we'll probably do it again tomorrow for sure. But in the meantime, man, it's been a pleasure. You enjoy the rest of your evening and all that good stuff, and we'll definitely do it again. WSBM 993, mobile, clear and monitoring after your final.
Yep, it's been a pleasure, Chad. Take care. If I don't hear from you, I'm probably going to be on the radio all night, though, until about maybe 9:30. All night, as in, like, the next hour. Because I'll be getting ready for bed around 9:30. But you take care. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
Hello, Chad. WSGU 844.
Hello there, Sherman, 844 from WSBM 993. How you doing tonight there, Sherman?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. You heard Kevin around lately on the radio? Are we still linked or no?
Yeah, I don't know if we're still linked or not. I talked to him earlier. When I was on my way up from work, I was still on the Macomb repeater. So, yeah, I don't know if we're still linked or not. Oh, yeah, Jack. I heard Jack not too long ago. He was trying to call Randall 218. That was maybe an hour ago. I forgot how long ago.
Copy that one. Macomb is the Mount Clemens. Is that correct?
Sorry about that. Yeah, the Mount Clemens repeater.
Roger that, for sure. Yeah, man, it's always good to talk to you and hear from you, my friend. Hopefully,
you have a good weekend coming up and all that good stuff. Any plans with the pontoon boat?
Yeah, we're going to work on it on Saturday. We got the park a couple days ago, so, yeah, we'll work on it on Saturday and get it in the water, and, yeah, hopefully if everything else is good, and that's about it.
Copy that one. Well, thanks for giving me a shout-out, man. It's been a pleasure. Always good to hear from you and talk to you, as always. And you take care and have yourself a good rest of your evening there, Sherman. And I'm pretty sure we'll do it again. But in the meantime, you take care, and this will be WSBM 993 Mobile clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger that, Chad. Yeah, good talking to you. Have yourself a good evening. Be safe out there in your travels, if you do. And, yeah, we'll talk to you again later. WSBU 844, and I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
WIEU 850. WIEG 48, copy. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIEG 48, copy.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
Awfully quiet out here tonight, WSIL 946, and just monitoring. WSIL 946.
Patrick, good evening there, 946 from WSBM 993, copy.
I sure do. Nice to come back. Thank you. Sitting in the house on a handheld, actually.
Copy that. Not sounding too bad. Located down here in Saginaw, Michigan, on the Saginaw repeater. Whereabouts are you at?
Well, I'm in Roseville. I'm probably 4 or 5 miles south of the repeater.
Copy that. You're on the Mount Clemens repeater?
Yes, sir.
Sounding pretty decent, man. Sounding pretty good.
WSIL. My name is Ralph. Can I get your ID? You got it down, please?
Yeah, Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993. Charlie Henry Alpha Delta.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. I'm new to this. I got a pretty rustic setup here. We'll try to do a little better in the future with a rooftop antenna and see if things get better.
I copy that. You said you're on a handheld. You using one of the short stubby antennas or one of the longer antennas? Or?
Well, actually, I bought this J-pole. It's a roll-up. It's made for, you know, getting anywhere you want. Hang from a tree or whatever. I got it hanging off a window in my kitchen right now, and it's doing okay, but this is not optimal, okay?
I copy that. Well, it's doing pretty good for you there. It's not doing too bad. A little staticky at times, but other than that, you're making it in pretty good. You're readable, and not doing too bad.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Like I said, I'm a little reluctant to talk at times. I'm kind of just lurking around and listening and trying to gain knowledge, okay?
Copy that. Sometimes, you know, that's what we got to do is just sit back and listen for a while before we actually start talking more. But either way, works. Definitely glad to hear you out here, and welcome to the GMRS family and community. It's a pleasure. And, yeah, so I hope you enjoy it, and keep listening and talking and all that good stuff, and hopefully we'll talk with you again then, my friend.
Okay, Mike, thank you. This is kind of one of my first transmits, you know, to talk to people, but I appreciate it, and thank you. WSAL 946.
I mean, you have yourself a good one there, and hopefully we'll talk again to you. WSBM 993 on the portable, and we'll be back in monitoring.
Yes, 993, WSOZ 793.
Bad there, Dave, 793.
Good evening, right back to you. How's this thing making the repeater?
Sounding loud and clear over here in Saginaw there, Dave. Sounding loud and clear, my friend.
Yeah, roger that. Okay. I just want to make sure it's doing what it's doing. What are you up to?
Well, I'm just chilling, hanging out at home. I have my daughter for the weekend, so just chilling with her and spending time with her for the weekend, and just kicking back, relaxing. That's about it. How have you been doing, and how's your day going?
Yeah, that's all right, but I haven't been on because I woke up yesterday with a neck pain. Damn, my doggone neck's been hurting all day yesterday, and it's hurting today, too, a little bit. Nothing, I'm getting texts from everybody and stuff wanting to know if I died or what. So I figure I'll throw my voice out here, and whoever hears it knows that I'm still kicking, but other than the neck pain, it'll go away. It just, you know, it's aggravating. I can't turn my head or nothing there, Roger.
Copy that. Put some heating pad on it or something. Maybe some heat or some icy hot or something like that. Maybe that'll help it.
Yeah, Roger. That. I tried some stuff. It ain't no. It's all right. Like, it's not killing me or nothing, but It's there enough to let me know that it's there. If I go to turn my head too fast or something, I don't know what I did. I must have slept wrong. I'm going to be going to bed in a few anyway, and hopefully not have it tomorrow. But I just wanted to throw my voice out there to whoever's listening. Yeah, I'm still alive. I just haven't been out here because, you know, it's just been hurting a bit. But sounding good, man. Which handheld are you on?
I'm on the Rouage handheld. It's the one my buddy Rick gave me there that we traded for the Motorola. Rouage, it is R-U-Y-A-G-E.
Yeah, some of these models,
Even I have a hard time trying to pronounce the name. What is it? Ziga Gigi. I know, but it's working for you.
This is actually a ham radio, actually, but it's DGMRS too, but it's primarily mostly a ham radio.
Roger, so it's a multi-band radio.
Roger that one, yep, for sure. But yeah, Dave, I hope your neck feels better there and the neck pain goes away, my friend, and we'll keep you in the prayers there for you. And hopefully it feels better for you, hopefully soon. And always good to talk to you, always good to hear from you, my friend, and thanks for reaching out. Been a pleasure. You have yourself a good rest of your evening, and hopefully we'll do it again soon. WSBM 993 on the portable. I'll be back clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, Chad. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Always good talking to you. Got to wave at you no matter what, whether I'm hurting or not. I hear you out there. I got to wave. You know, I got to wave the hand to my man Chad out there. I appreciate the prayers and stuff. And you have yourself a good evening. Always good talking to you. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. WSFZ 793. I'll be listening for a bit.
Sure thing, my friend. Likewise, WSBM 993, back clear and monitoring.
WSAL 946, 993, Mike, you sounded fabulous, fabulous down here in Roseville.
993, the first name is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Affirmative, yes, yeah, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, call sign Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993.
Yeah. I'm monitoring WSAL 946.
Copy that, 946. Yeah, you're quite a bit of static now from what you were earlier when I was talking to you. Quite a bit of static now, my friend. But we can still hear you.
Nine, four, six. If you're on a handheld, try to keep the antenna straight up and down. Don't tilt it out away from you or in towards you. Try to keep it straight up and down and try to stand in one spot there, okay? Okay, copy. Well, like you say, I'm sitting in my kitchen on the handheld, but I bought a roll-up. It's an Anchor Adventure. And kind of, like I said, get something on the roof, it'll be better. You should set that thing to say, weather conditions, you got a window open it. But anyway, well, I'm sitting here on a GB20 with a Nagoya magnet mount on a cookie sheet right behind me on the table. Always been like that over here in Warren. So, my antenna's not outside either. Mine, like I said, mine's behind me on a cookie sheet. I put some magnet mount, I dropped it on a cookie sheet so the ground plane, used a cookie sheet for a ground plane. Roger. Hey, Roger, this is Roger. You know, I used to be in the CB radios, and I know all about ground planes, but what I'm hearing is if you get into like a half wave, you don't really need confident. I could be wrong. That's what I'm kind of reading or hearing. Yeah, I was in the CD for many years. I used to take them, fix them, and repair them, modify them, and channel them, and do everything. That was a long time ago, though. No, up here, ground plane is not necessary, but it helps. If you can get a little bit of ground plane going, it helps a little bit there. Like I said, my antenna's behind me. It's in the house. It's right here behind me. That's probably where it's going to be the rest of its useful life there, okay? You should maybe try moving that antenna somewhere else, because the last transmission I totally didn't get you. You totally buzzed out. You might want to maybe if you're on that external antenna, you might want to move it somewhere else there, okay? Anyway, welcome to GMR's community. You're going to find a lot of people out here helpful and friendly, and it's really cool, man. I dig it. But I'm going to go ahead and listen in, do what I'm doing here. So probably talk to you a little bit, talk to you a little later, if not tonight, tomorrow. Have yourself a good evening. First no Dave over here. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. My numbers are Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793. Like I said, I'm over here in Warren, Love Mountain, Hoover. So we'll talk to you in a bit. WSRZ 793. And I'm listening.
793. You still have a copy on 993?
Yeah, 946. I'm out. Roger, roger. Man, Chair, one of these days, you're going to take Speaker out of my radio, and I'm going to be extremely pissed at you.
Hey, I just switched out antennas on the HD here. I took off the rubber ducky and put the outdoor antenna on, just seeing how it was sounding.
Not horrible. Yeah, it sounds fantastic as always. Clean, straight in, full quality.
After that, I thought the other station out there said it sounded horrible. I thought it sounded like he sees that, but maybe not. I don't know. Sounded like it.
Well, hey, I was trying to be a comedian, okay? All right, you sound fabulous.
I get it. It's all good. No worries. My bad. Appreciate it, though. Yeah, definitely. I just switched the rubber ducky to the outdoor antenna, so just wanted to see if it was any different.
Actually, there's not much difference between that antenna and the other antenna. Coming in loud, coming in clear, you know, full quieting, it's working.
Copy that. Yeah, probably just because I'm so close to the repeater and everything, you know, and stuff. So, yeah, definitely.
If I could ask, how old's your daughter?
She's 10, and I have a 24-year-old son, and then I have a 16-year-old son and a 17-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Holy cow. You was a busy man.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
You kind of caught me by surprise there, but I don't know why I'd be surprised. You know, anything surprises me these days. All right, man, I'll put it on you a little bit. I'm going to take care of business here. WSOZ 793, and again, I'm listening.
Copy that one, Dave. Have you talked to Ed anymore lately there? I know he said he came over the one day, and you guys hung out and chilled and stuff and whatnot for a few hours, and he brought some things over and gave which was really nice of him. Have you talked to him anymore lately?
I talked to him a couple times after that. I've been meaning to call him. I was going to, night before last night when I went to bed, I was thinking I was going to call him yesterday and say hello, see what he's doing. But my neck, man, it's just, you know how it is. But I wish he would get out here. He says his radios don't make it out here that good. I've talked to him out here before where his radio was working. I don't know why he just doesn't pop out here on the radio and say something.
Copy that. I think he mostly monitors quite a bit, but I mean, every once in a while he'll get out and talk, but I think he mostly monitors pretty frequently, and of course he's working a lot too, so, I'm going to maybe reach out to him tomorrow or whatever and shoot him a text or something just to say hey or whatever, you know, but all right, Dave, yep, sounds good, my friend. We'll do it again. WSPM 993 will be back in monitoring.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, he says he has one special radio, something on the top of the shelf that's always on that he monitors current, continuously. So, he's a fantastic guy, though, I'll tell you that. I'll say it. Yeah. Not because of the stuff he gave me or anything. He's just all out fantastic, man. It was great to meet him. But, if I feel better tomorrow, I'm going to give him a call. Because once I call him, man, we sit on the phone for like 2 hours chewing the fat, and it's all right. My man, put it on you a little bit. Have yourself a good evening, my friend. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Copy that. Likewise, my friend. WSBM 993, back clear and monitoring.
WSFZ 793, you still there? This is WSID 817.
Yeah, come on, 817.
Yeah, how you been, Dave? This is Mike calling. It's good to hear you over the radio, man. It's been a minute since I talked to you. How you been?
I'm doing all right. Like I was, I haven't been on the past couple of days, and my neck, something's wrong with my neck. Been really bothering me since yesterday morning. I'm getting texts from everybody, from the community, people who have my phone number and stuff out. They want to know if I died or what, so I figured I'd throw my voice out here, and whoever can hear it, you know that I'm not dead. I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was listening. I was getting ready to shut the radio off because it's my bedtime, and then I heard you come across, so I stuck on a little bit longer and was listening. I heard you were modifying radios back in the day, so I figured I'd drop in my little story. I got a new radio. I got a Yaesu. And I hooked it up with a Comet 2x4, and I programmed this Yaesu radio, and it wouldn't let me transmit on GMRS frequencies. So I opened it up and popped the resistor out with my soldering iron.
That kind of surprised me. It covers a GMRS band, but won't transmit factory. Won't transmit on GMRS from the factory.
Yeah, copy that. It wouldn't let me do it from the factory. I looked it up, and apparently there are FCC regulations that says you
that says that ham radio shouldn't be used on GMRS frequencies. So they had like a little resistor in there, and somebody figured out which one it was. And I saw that post online, and so I got my brand new radio yesterday and took a soldering iron to it within hours of opening it.
Well, my guess would be a lot of them ham radios, you know, they put out around 100 watts or so. That's probably why, it might be why it's a no-no to transmit GMRS on it, because GMRS is rated to 50 watts maximum. A lot of them ham radios, you know, they dump 100 watts out. You can do the math. What's the coverage on that radio? What's the full band coverage on it?
Yeah, I want to say that it's a Yaesu 150R, and I want to say that it does, it'll receive on air, and I want to say it'll receive on quad band, and it'll transmit on dual band. So, I just wanted a nice dual band radio that would, let me do GMRS 2 meter and 70 centimeter.
Yeah, roger that. So it's more or less a VHF, UHF. It doesn't cover down to HF, down to the short wave band or nothing, right?
No, it doesn't do HF or anything like that. I just wanted a dual band radio, basically. And someday when I get into HF, I'll probably have a dedicated radio just for that. I probably won't mix it. But yeah, it's interesting that you made the comment about high-powered radios. This is like a 50 to 55-watt radio, so maybe that's why they put that blocker in there. That would make a whole lot more sense, because like all the Baofeng Chinese cheap radios, they let you transmit on GMRS with a ham radio. So I didn't know what the difference was, but that lines up.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that would be my only guess, because you say it's 55. You know, a GMRS maximum is 50. I guess that extra 5, and then with that extra 5, and then the FCC said no. 5 extra watts. What's 5 more watts going to do to you? You know, going to do for you? But I guess that would be my guess. If it was 50 watts output, you know, all in, then it probably would, they probably would go ahead and let it transmit. What about 2 meter and 440? Will it transmit on those without no modifications?
Yeah, it would. I programmed the radio, and I was able to hit the ham repeaters that I have programmed into it. I've got the James Township MI-1 network, I've got the Saginaw MI-2 network, then the main Saginaw repeater, 2-meter repeater, and GMRS, and it would let me transmit on all of them, but not GMRS.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not even sure if anybody's ever told me or what. I can't remember what the power rating limit is on 2-meter.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either on 2-meter. But this radio, the radio I'm talking to you on right now, the Yaesu, it's 55 watt on VHF and then 50 watt on UHF. So it's just like, it is within the 50 watt range of 70 centimeters, so, but it's capable of doing more. So maybe it does slightly more, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the radio you're talking on now?
Yeah, I'm talking on Yaesu with, and I got a Comet 2x4 on a cookie sheet up on the wall.
Everybody in their cookie sheets, man, let me tell you. What's his name over there in Roseville? To take a pass from that. That sounds good. It's sounding fantastic. It sounds really good, clean, no noise. I have a soft spot for Yazoo gear. I have a Yazoo receiver over here, communications receiver, FRG 8800, along with a Radio Shack one too. But I love that Yazoo. I always had a thing for Yazoo gear there, even back in the HF days. Go ahead.
I think you cut out there for a second there. Are you still on?
Yeah, my hand must have relaxed. Sometimes I gotta press this mic button hard. But got a break out there if you wanna go ahead and let him go.
Yeah, Dave?
It's WSIL 946. You know, that hand problem comes because you're a male. Because there's no button. I don't know the tone, but you sound fabulous, whatever radio you're on.
Okay, go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, just for FYI on that, I looked it up. Maximum allowed power on the 2-meter amateur radio band is 1,500 watts peak envelope power, it says.
1,500 on the 2-meter band?
No, that's what Google says. It says the maximum allowed power on the 2-meter amateur radio band, 144 to 148 megahertz, is 1,500 watts peak envelope power.
Let's see, 1,500 peak envelope, that comes out to 1,100, almost pretty much 1,100 watts. I ain't got my paper here to do the math, but 1,500 peak envelope in, that'd be around 1,100 watts. That's a hell of a lot of power.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Mike, there you go, man. Hook up that Yazoo. Get that Yazoo hooked up and get yourself one tomorrow in Italy. 1,100 watts, and you should be taking over the world.
Maybe. Probably not. I'll buy something. You know, I'll use what I got, or I got an Anytone showing up tomorrow, I guess, for the garage setup. So I've got the Yazoo in my office on a nice little power supply, and then I'll have a little Anytone in the garage running off a battery. But I'm kind of moving on from the HTs. They're really convenient to carry around, but it's not convenient to have to hold them up straight all the time. I move around a little bit and stuff. So I'm coming through real clear. I think the 946 was giving me a signal report there. Hopefully I'm sounding pretty good. I don't think I need 1,100 watt radio.
WSOZ 793 IV. No, I'm still reeling over here. That opened my eyes up. When he said that, my eyes popped open. 1,500 watts on 2 meters? Well, 1,100, you know, give or take. Wow. What the hell are you going to do with all that power, man? Unless you live way out in the boonies somewhere where there ain't no repeaters, well then, you know, chance of hitting a repeater at 1,100 watts is pretty good, especially if you have a beam of sort or something, but... Wow. Well, I wonder what happened to run 1,100 on GMRS.
That'd be real nice. I wish it was allowed.
Got a break out there. I'll take care of it. Go ahead, break.
All right. Well, I think I'm gonna bow out for now. I gotta get to bed so I can wake up on time. This is WSID 817. I will be clear, monitoring, and hoping that we're still linked up in the morning. Take care, everyone. I'm going to shut my radio off for now. I'll be clear.
Yeah, it might. Good business, good business. Good talking to you. You got to kind of be careful out here with the CB stuff. Can't really run to talk too much about that stuff out here. People get kind of sore. So it's cool. But good talking to you. You're sounding great. Don't sweat it. We'll talk to you in a little bit, and it's been a while, but we'll get with you. Have yourself a good evening. I'm probably going to do the same thing. I'm going to go to bed myself. So WSZ 793, and I'm listening for a few. Thank you.